Thank you for the introduction. Thank you for coming. Okay, G-protein carbon receptor, so-called GPCR, is a seven transmembrane protein. It can sense extracellular signals molecule and activate a broad range of intercellular signal pathways. Binding of the signal molecule activate a G-protein complex. That's where the G-protein complex the name come from. Actually, so far, G-protein coupled receptor is considered as largest integrated membrane protein present in all eukaryotes. So why study G-protein coupled receptors? There's many reasons, because G-protein coupled receptor can regulate or sense diverse signal from outside and then regulate diverse biological function. For example, we may not see properly or smell properly without those GPCR, as well as insects. Many other insect behaviors, such as host finding behavior and ecdysis behavior, also under control of G-protein coupled receptors. It is surprisingly about 40% therapeutic drugs targeting human GPCRs, mainly used for neurodisorder disease. However, to my knowledge, there is not a single synthetic pesticide targeting insect GPCR. It's may because of the insect GPCR is poorly characterized. So it is really important actually to understand the role of insect GPCR in terms of pest management and pest control. So therefore, I choose a newly current sequenced Tribolin as my model insect to understand the role of GPCR in regulation of female reproduction and larval development. To do that, first I will annotate as many as G-protein coupled receptor genes from Tribolin genome and use microarray to analyze its gene expression in different stage and tissues. Finally, I've used RNA interference technique to understand and study the role of each GPCR. So firstly, I used two programs. One is the sequence similarity search program called BLAST and another protein conserved domain program InterproScan to identify all GPCR from Tribolin genomes. A total of 118 non-sensory GPCR has been identified. I only choose non-sensory GPCR because the odorant receptor and then taste receptor is most sensitive to the signal molecule from environment, not endogenous signals. From this pie chart, you can see all GPCR can divide into four classes. Class A, rhodopsin-like GPCR contain more genes, around 79 GPCR. And from the table, you also can see the number of Tribolin GPCR is similar to other two organisms, Tribolin and Anopheles. So with all the genome information on hand, I want to bring how, where and when did this GPCR expressed in different tissues or stages. Four different stages, larva, pupae, female and male adults, and two tissues, female ovary and female fat body, has been investigated. From this image, you can show you can see the most of the GPCR are low expressed, but there are still stage and tissue specific GPCRs. Actually, each vertical bar represent the expression for each GPCR. What I want to point out is there's the expression of 35 GPCR is relatively high in the ovary. Of course, the gene expression data won't tell you the function for each GPCR. So I use a tool called RNAi to study the GPCR in regulation of female reproduction. So I generate 118 GPCR double strand RNA and inject into the newly emerged female and mate with uninject male. Finally, I record the offspring production. So the result indicate around 25 GPCR knocking down reduced egg production, and in contrast, 38 GPCR RNAi reduced egg hatching means they have a less larvae hatch from that eggs. So interesting, there's out of 38 GPCR affect egg laying, only 26 GPCR RNAi reduce only affect egg hatching without any effect on egg production. In other words, this 26 GPCR RNAi only female can produce similar number of eggs as control, but the larvae number hatch was very less. So which indicate those 26 GBC are mainly involving the embryogenesis, which is true because we got many gene called FRISL is having proved in previously studies. Another interesting result is there's 8 GBCR out of 25 affecting egg laying, highly expressed in the ovary. So I'm wondering what's the function for this 8 gene and how they regulate female reproduction in detail. So I measured the follicle length for each from the knocking down female and control female. I found three of them significantly reduced the size of the follicle in certain stages. And then out of these three, two of them seems to block or prevent that follicle entering metagenic stage. In another word, these two genes knocking down affect or blocked yolk protein accumulate in the ovary. So to further understand whether this block of yolk protein accumulate in the ovary is due to the block of yolk protein uptake into ovary or due to the production of vitrogenesis, I raised an antibody against vitrogenic protein, which is a yolk protein processor protein. And use this protein and Western blotting, we detect two distinct bands around 200 kilodalton in human lymph and ovary sample. Interesting, the yolk protein start accumulate in ovary by day 4 after adult eclosion. And by using another method, ELISA and VG antibody, we found one of gene called TCGR29 knocking down did not affect any VG protein in the human lymph sample, but really blocked this VG protein uptake into the ovary. Another gene, in contrast, TCGR109 has less effect for the VG protein content in human lymph and ovary sample. So in addition to the female reproduction research, I also studied the GBCR involving the larval development. Unlike the female study, I didn't knock down 118 GBCR. I only chose 6 of them, which highly expressed in the larval stage to knocking down. And the only one of gene called TCGR94, which blocked pupil adult metamorphosis, causing 100 mortality during that stage. From this panel, actually graph, you can see the knocking down animal has formed normal adult antennae and legs, but they cannot completely shed old skin, which we can see from this figure, two pupil exoskeleton structure called gene trap and eudogolphin still attached in the abdomen, even though there's a dorsal split representing the onset of ecdysis, but they can complete the ecdysis. So in summary, a total of 118 non-sensory GBCR has been identified, and the expression of GBCR, those GBCR stage and tissue specific, around 25 GBCR has been found involved in the egg production. Well, three of them affect the ovarian development, and one of them affect VG uptake into the ovary. In addition, 29 GBCR has been found involving the embryogenesis, and finally, one of them required for pupil adult metamorphosis. So our research is the systematic genomic functional genomic screening for all the GBCRs, which proved that Tribolium castanea has shown an excellent model insect to uncovering the GBCR function. And also the GBCR functional characterization will speed up discovery of pesticide targeting GBCR. And on the other hand, by using this information, we can make plant produce double strand RNA targeting GBCR signaling or mix the GBCR double strand RNA with the insect bait to control the pest. With that, I would thank my advisor, Dr. Polly, and my committee member for their constant support and guidance, and all the people from entomology and my funding source. I'd like to I'm happy to take any questions. Thanks.
We have a couple of minutes for questions.
Yes.
How similar are these GPCR to humans and other systems known?
So you're asking the similarity between Tribolium GPCR and other organisms?
Yes.
Actually, there's kind of different variability, so identity among the GBCR. So 100 GBCR, most of them showing high significance identity to all the organisms.
Okay.
in the conserved domain, and 7 transmembrane domain.
So there's my next question. Like, if you have similarity with other systems, how do you design the pesticide?
Right. The question is, if the sequence is too similar, how to design the pesticide targeting GPCR, not with no non-target effect. So actually, if you want to go industry, then you have to design the specific region of that gene to specific species organisms, and without affecting other organisms by using that DAPSA sequence. Yeah, maybe. Is that, yes?
I don't know how much you can tell us, but can at least tell us the class of GPCRs that are in the ovary, like A, B, the ones that you found interesting, or there are class A, B, or C?
You mean that A GPCR?
The GR3909 and 111.
Okay, yeah. Maybe I can tell you on the first one, TCGR29 belong to rhodopsin A. And then it's biogenic amine receptor.
Okay.
Thank you.
One more quick question.
Okay.
Okay. There have a review paper about the traveling neuropeptide, especially in AMA and the GPCR, published in Frontier
right.
In endocrinology.
Mm-hmm.
So, what's their name number? Yours.
So they published, so there's 2007, yeah, maybe last year, there's a publication for annotation identification for all the tribulin GPCR actually focusing on the neuropeptide and then biogenic amine. But I have a different classification because I class into 4 class, not based on the ligand. So that paper showing 72 GPCR belong to biogenic and neuropeptide receptor, but actually in here I including all these 72, but I have additional identification for other classes GPCR. Okay, thank you.